Without apology, our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Tell somebody right now, preach.
Preach.
Look at them again and say, and when you need to, open your mouth. I mentioned Sunday how in the garden, there was a mist that went up to water the garden, for there was no man to till it. A mist. And nothing grew. God wasn't going to just let stuff grow wild until he created the man. Stuff was there, but he wasn't letting it just go. He needed someone to steward it. How willing are you to protect what you carry? See, some people devalue it. They'll lose it in a heartbeat. I'm talking about saints of God. They'll cuss you. They'll get bitter. They'll hold stuff against you. They'll do you wrong. They'll try to trip you up. Some of them, not everybody. Look at somebody and tell them, not me.
Not me.
Look at them again and say, you lying. I call them ain'ts. They're not saints. But this is the path. This is the pathway. There's a way of peace that the Lord said in Romans, my people have not known the way of peace. There's something that has to happen when you are going through. You're not just going through just for the sake of going through something. Here we go again. No, there's purpose. God does nothing without purpose. Now, you can prolong stuff. You know that song, I've been in a storm too long. You can prolong stuff. You can delay stuff. You can.
Amen.
Amen. You can miss stuff.
Amen.
You can.
Amen.
But you don't have to. We don't want to be misled, because money's coming to some of y'all.
Amen.
I'm going to use money. A lot of things. Influence is coming to some.
Amen.
Positions of authority are coming. And it's going to be off the charts.
Amen.
But you can't get into pursuing that.
Amen.
You can't get into pursuing power. Let me tell you something. Authority comes from our commission. You've been commissioned. In other words, as the song, I think, Sis was saying, our authority, we're commissioned, we're authorized. But power, you can have authority without having any power.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
You can have authority. You got a lot of people that have authority but have no power.
Amen.
Power comes from our encounter with God.
Amen.
You can, people go around talking about what they, you know, in the name of Jesus, and binding, ain't got no power. Because they have no encounter with God.
Amen.
They've not encountered the power source.
Amen.
Oh, he's in there, but they've not given themselves over to encounter him. They've not valued his presence enough to bring him.
Amen.
God ain't coming everywhere. He's not going to come into a lot of your mess.
Amen.
Amen. The worst thing in the world is for God to turn you over to yourself. I'm telling you, you talk about demonic. Turn you over to yourself. Take, all right, have your way. You want it this way. Go ahead. Go ahead, do what you want to do. That spells big time trouble. power comes from our encounters. That's why we pray. That's why we study. We do all the things that we're told to do in the Word to encounter Him. So I was praying when we finished singing, Lord, stay with us. Help us to have an attitude and a heart that can keep your presence with us and not be worried about this and thinking about that. You quenched Holy Spirit. Now you jump out of His presence quickly and want to go to talking and discussing stuff. And as I was saying, no, stay. Learn to stay. That encounter is where you get power. Amen. Now when you open your big mouth, in Jesus' name, the devils. Because they know, like they said with Peter and them, these are unlearned, ignorant men, but we perceive they've been with Jesus. Amen. They carrying something now. They're acting way beyond their stature here. Amen. Encounters. And so we don't take it lightly here. We come for the Word, but we come for the Spirit too. Amen. Don't ever devalue the Word of God. But don't just come, don't just leave your experience at church in the pages of the Bible. Amen. You got your Bible. No. This Bible got to get in you. Yes, my Word is Spirit and it's truth. My Word is Spirit and it's life. So the Word has to become Spirit to us, the Spirit and the Word. You don't want to let go of the Word and just, want the Spirit, just the Spirit. So all we do is come and we just lay before God every Sunday. That's okay in the proper context, but you need a Word too. You need the Word of God. Amen? Again, the kingdom is not established by force. When people are very forceful like this and try to throw their weight around and, use a position against you and all that, I'm talking about in the context of the kingdom, they are replacing their responsibility, their internal or personal responsibility, with external force. In other words, they're trying to bring something about with force when that's not their responsibility. Their responsibility is to bring it about with kindness. Now that can be challenging. To do it and to do what you do God's way. It always, it's ignorant. One of the most ignorant things to do is to cuss somebody out. When you hear somebody just cussing because they're ignorant.
Amen.
To me, that's ignorance.
Amen.
That's the lowest form. And, people think, that's tough. And that's stupid.
Amen.
To me.
Amen.
You know, somebody just go off with that. Do you realize what you not only look like, you sound like, what you are? It's so, let's bring it a little closer. You may not use curse words in that, but to always be on borderline angry and fussing, and even if you're not angry at somebody, anxious and always nervous over something is wrong there. Peace is a person.
Amen.
And if he's there, why is there anxiety there?
Amen.
Why is there fearfulness there?
Amen.
Fear is of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. I said fear comes from the devil. Fear does not come from God.
Amen.
God is love, and perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
When you get anchored in God, listen, you don't fear the dark. I'm not talking about the dark out there. I'm talking about period, dark period.
Amen.
You don't fear that because you understand through faith that God is in control.
Amen.
So tell somebody, learn the way of peace. You got to
know the way of peace.
Proverbs tells us in Proverbs, I think, 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath. Have you got that? You know, because there are spirits out there that are provoking spirits. They'll provoke you. And before you know it, they say something. Now you're in another mode. You're in attack mode. And before you know it, you ramble off stuff and you done got into that strife and contention. So we must be very mindful, as we did that example, what that Trevor did, to be careful how we are carrying so that we don't lose it. Amen. Legalism imposes upon us a basis for temptation to follow another path. You know, they're legalistic mindsets. People that are legalistic, they always impose upon us a basis for temptation. The devil will make mincemeat out of you when you have a legalistic mindset. You'll be troubled about a lot of stuff. When your mind is not saturated with grace, a lot of stuff will trouble you because you're legalistic and the devil's legalistic. And he'll meet you right there and trouble you about a bunch of stuff. You used to pray an hour. You ain't prayed an hour in a whole week. Now you're condemned. I must be backsliding. Yep, you backsliding. Legalistic. Come on. He knows that legalistic spirit. You don't feel right. James chapter 1, verse 13. Get that on the screen for me, please. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does he tempt any man, neither tempteth he any man. Come on, let's get this thing straight. God is not tempting you with stuff. Tempting you. God doesn't tempt you. If you're tempted, you're drawn away of your own accord. Now, what I want to establish here is that the basic, listen to this, so we can shore up and begin to define the way of peace, because many people don't know it. You're not to have peace one day and then strife the next day. Peace one day and then worryation, is that a word? Worry the next day. Peace one day and then afraid of everything happening the next day. No. Peace is our covenant. The covenant is peace. That's to govern us every day, every waking moment, every minute, every step. Why? This is the Zoe life. This lead, I'm telling you, when we get into this, you're going to see where this thing leads us to. Where you don't have to strive for anything. Amen. You don't have to pray so hard. Because you become a worshiper. And God seeks the worshipers. You open your mouth, he comes. Before you ask, he answers. You feel him there all the time. You didn't even open your mouth, but you feel him.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.